Do traditional books still matter in the digital era? Most local libraries have seen an uptick in digital circulation, but a small band of University of Washington library employees is dedicated to the proposition that books still rule. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has our story.
Judith Johnson stands in front of a large metal contraption that looks like a paper cutter on steroids. It's called a guillotine, just like the 18th century execution device. But this blade doesn't behead arrogant aristocrats. It slices through books.
This is a book where the pages are still, they're uncut. You can't read the book.
So, with a swift chop, Johnson cuts open the folded pages. The century-old guillotine sits in the middle of the University of Washington Library's Conservation Center. Senior conservator Justin Johnson, no relation to Judith, says 10,000 books, pamphlets, maps, and other physical objects make their way to the center every year for repair.
The sort of task of conservation is to find a way that we can present the artifacts to the students or the users in a way that protects both the objects but also protects the access.
Most damaged books are sent out to commercial binderies, but rare objects like vintage maps or manuscripts are handled in-house. Intern Sarah Belasco sits in front of a tattered leather book clamped into a wooden vise. She uses tweezers to maneuver a delicate piece of white paper onto the book's spine.
So right now I am going to rebuild the head cap. So as you can see, part of the leather has come off. And so I'm going to rebuild it with tissue and paste.
Belasco's repair technique was probably being used back when this book was published almost 500 years ago. But the UW conservators aren't totally mired in the past. The center has a new climate-controlled lab where conservators can examine the molecular structure of book bindings or stabilize the ink on an ancient manuscript. Today, a powerful microscope is focused on an old parchment diploma. Justin Johnson points out a section of the lettering projected on a large computer screen.
Through time, the pigments or the media that's on the surface of the document has started to flake away. Mm-hmm. So we go through and we clear out some of the loosed material that you see happening there, and then we'll go over the top of what's left with a consolidant.
Book conservation is slow, labor-intensive work. You have to wonder why the UW devotes all this time and money to it. In this day and age, why not digitize the material? Stephanie Lampson, head of preservation services for the UW Libraries, has one answer.
With digitization, it's a very expensive process, so we can't digitize everything.
Plus, conservators have to store all that digital material.
Both born digital and digitized objects also require preservation over time, so it's a never-ending process.
Even if libraries decide to digitize more of their materials, they have to gamble on the best way to do that. The technology changes over time, and that presents challenges, according to Paul Constant. He's the co-founder of the Seattle Review of Books.
Who's to say that e-books that you can read on any device today, you'll be able to access tomorrow, you know? I mean, think about all those cassette tapes, you know?
But local library patrons aren't waiting for the book industry to reach digital consensus. They want their e-books now. Last year, for example, Seattle Public Library saw a 27% increase in demand for digital materials. And the King County Library System led North America in digital circulation. While readers may love the convenience of a digital tome, Constant believes they also love to hold a real book in their hands.
I'm not a Luddite. I'm excited for the future of books in all these different forms, but I think that booksellers and librarians will agree that the demand for physical books has gone up over the last few years because the digital revolution has reminded us of the value of a good physical book.
When you hold the book in your hand, there's something that, at least for me, there's a magic in it.
Back at Suzalo Library, senior conservator Justin Johnson says when he holds a 15th century manuscript, there's no telling where it's been or who's held it before him.
There's something about just being that close to the history. You're sort of opening a window to the minds of the people in that time.
Justin Johnson and his colleagues want to make sure that window stays open for the next generation of eager readers. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.